Okay, so the difference between a cult and a cult. Okay, so cult, generally considered to be a religious, spiritual, or a philosophically fringe belief system developed, perpetuated, espoused, and or enforced by a singular charismatic leader. Occult, translating roughly to that which is hidden. The exact definition of the occult and what constitutes occult practices can vary. The term only began to be applied in more recent centuries and has been retroactively applied to various practices and belief systems. In modern popular usage, the term occult generally applies to topics such as Satanism, dark magic, witchcraft, and demonic summoning. So, they two different things. Excuse me, reading. But it's just like different denominations fit in different prospects of cult or occult. Like, you got the, I'm thinking that they saying that the churches that the people shout and they think that they call the demons out and they purge and stuff like that, that's occult. And I think that all religions are cults because they all worship. Yeah, but I'm saying like the occult people that I'm relating to is the people that lay hands, the people that knock you out, the people that have you on your knees praying until you can speak in tongues and stuff like that. But okay, then you got other religions that they pray for you. They don't put their hands on certain, they don't put their hands on stuff. Women don't preach in their pulpit. They don't have music. They use organs or other, like the Church of Christ, they don't use any music. They don't play any music or anything like that. They sing straight out of the hymn. The New Hope Baptist Church, they have organs. You feel me? And they sing out the hymns too. But also they put their women in different prospects too. They don't really have women preachers as versus the holiness churches, the ones like El Shaddai Ministries and stuff like that. Those churches, they cover you with a white sheet after you done purged. They have their Bible open while they praying for you. You feel me? They really believe in Spatteroy, spoil the child. Like they're, it was like a big old thing going on in South Georgia when I was younger, like 11 and 12 years old. They were taking them people to jail. You feel me? Because they were whipping their kids. They were like abusing them and beating them and stuff like that, saying that they got spirits in them. You feel me? When these other, versus these other churches, they won't even announce the spirit. It's also known in the quote-unquote Bible. It say that demons like to be called out. So the holiness churches, they call them out. You feel me? They call them out. They say exactly what sin, I mean, what spirit it is and all that right there. But the Church of Christ and the Baptist churches, they won't touch you. You feel me? They won't even say nothing. You feel me? They'll just congregate and pray. You feel me? And just keep praying. They won't call nothing out. But the holiness churches have a harder battle because they named them. You feel me? They say it out loud. Like, anytime we even say that word demon or anything like that, we giving them life. Because our tongue speaks life. But all of them almost preaching the same thing. Then you got other stuff. Then you got other stuff in other places that, they're doing the same thing in a different way. But I would say that the Christians, that the people from the Church of Christ and the people from the Baptist Church, they're doing the best that they can. but they are following literature from this fucked up book. You feel me? From this book that was written by a gay man. But at the same time, you have different class of Baptists that read different Bibles. You feel me? They read a Bible. And it don't have to be the King James Version. It could be whatever version. It could be the International Version, the Philosophical Version, yeah, and stuff like that. But I haven't read every Bible. I haven't read the Quran. I haven't read a lot of things that a lot of people that I know done read. But I know that it's somewhere in them that anytime they heal someone or anytime somebody is redeemed or salvated from the spirit in any last one of them, that's like witchery. You feel me? Anything paranormal, anything that's the bush is speaking and stuff like that, that's not of everyday things, that is basically a cult. That's what it said. That's exactly what it said. It was like witchery and black magic and stuff like that. And them folks in the holiness churches, that's what kind of church my stepmom got had. And them folks do believe in, you take this napkin and you carry the napkin with you. I prayed over this napkin. You put this napkin in your pocketbook and you keep this napkin with you at all times. This your prayer napkin. Or either, here go your handkerchief. Now, mother such and such, we done anointed this. This is anointed. We done did this to this. We done prayed and we done consecrated this thing. And anytime you feel like something going on, you just wave it in the air with your right hand. You feel me? And the right hand of fellowship is in all of them. All of that is symbolic to something. And that's why I went back to say all of them are cults, but all of them don't act as a cult. They do. So I ain't even going to say symbolism. I'm going to saying that this item has power. Because what they doing when they baptizing these people, they baptizing these people symbolic to the things that was shown to us in the Bible. It didn't say that this spoke. I mean, it said that this spoke, but 9 times out of 10, they was talking about that with that person's conscience. You feel me? And the people that they claim that are bipolar now, they just have a well-awoke conscience.
Yeah, but then you can't forget about these folks drinking mushroom water at the same time.
Yeah, because they were getting elevated into a realm. They were no longer in an earthly realm. They was in a spiritual realm. But what I'm saying is, like, when they dip them in the water, when they be, like, wade in the water, drop you in the water, and bring yourself clean or whatever, it's all about what God did when he was around with them 13 disciples and what they seen in their wives' tradition books in that Bible. Not saying it's wrong or right, but, like I said, yeah, and when I said the right hand of fellowship, they always do that because I think God shook all his disciples' right hand. Yeah, Jesus, then. But, yeah. So it's the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We only done seen the Son. They only seen the Son. The Holy Ghost lived within. No one saw God. God is the Creator. Okay. Okay, God is the Creator. No one saw him. But along with God and the Holy Spirit, that's what Jesus was teaching, what God was saying. Anyway, God just used him as a vessel. God used Jesus as a vessel.
That's what the prophets do
now, too. They only vessels, but they closer. They are people that can hear him speak. Everybody can't hear him speak. People that had a clear enough mind. It was other people in the Bible too. They just didn't believe. these people didn't want to go with that at first. They was questioning it in the background when they get to themselves. That's why so many got caught against the wayside. But them, all of them went and they talked to their own people. You feel me? All of them went to different places, Galilee and all the different stuff. And they talked to different people to tell them what they was taught. And it was up to the people that followed with them who was going to be saved or not. The people who actually believed, not the motherfuckers who didn't believe that they got fed with that fish, they were hungry.
That's the biggest contradiction I got with the Bible.
What?
Why is it that goddamn only the people that follow Jesus is the ones that were gonna be saved? But God kept his man for everybody's sin. You feel me?
That so they can know that, it real?
I know, but that don't make that. Why would you even say that then? Like, why would you even say that shit? You feel me? Like, the ones who don't follow and the ones who don't submit, you feel me, got you will not, you feel me?
That's because you don't believe, because it's a lot of things that he was saying that what he went to go show them, if I'm not mistaken, and that's why he was resurrected, because he wasn't the only one who was resurrected too now. So it was to show you, like, just like the people who said, oh, he can't heal them. Later on, they die early. But the people who believe, the people who kept trying, and the people who believe when they touch the hem of his garment, they'll be healed by blood. The lady with the issue of blood, that was over with because she believed also.
Yeah, I ain't talking about that, though. I'm talking about even the ones that didn't believe in dying and died. So you telling me flat out these folks went to hell. Like, it ain't no question about it. God, even after Jesus died for their fucking sins, they still went to hell.
They had to go back to Judgment Day. When Judgment Day came, that was when they decided. But it ain't a list of where nobody went. You feel me? It's just saying living. The gift itself is living longevity, being fertile, and living long.
This man dying to be forgiven, for our sins to be forgiven, so that when we die, we really shouldn't even have to repent, because Jesus done did the ultimate repentance for every person out here. You feel me? The man sacrificed his life. You feel me? So we still have to repent. We still have to follow these commandments. You feel me? And I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I'm just like, nah, it's just thinking ever goddamn person, why would you tell me he died for my sins, but then still have a list of the sins that I probably already done did, you feel me? Before he even came here. You feel me?
So probably so when you do something for the first time, you don't just get killed. You just don't get picked out, so you can have time to repent, because he already died for those sins. He already been held accountable for the things that you don't even know that you're going to commit. But since he already died for our sins, that gives us a wedge to still repent, so that we'll still have a chance to be forgiven for those things that we've done wrong. So
that exact reason, if we still gonna have to repent for that same exact reason. Like,
you don't have to repent. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to. It's up to you to repent. He paved the way so that you can have another chance.
That's what I'm saying. It's
so that you have you. How can you say what it should be? That mean the first time you fuck up as a child, you supposed to die?
No, that's exactly what I'm trying not to get. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's not what it should be. You feel me? That's why I'm saying I don't understand. If he died for our sins, and all of our sins that are accounted for before we even get here, we still got to repent, okay? If we don't repent, goddamn, the same people who telling us about the Bible telling you you're going to hell. You feel me? Okay, cool. I you'll go to hell. So Jesus died for our sins, and I done came in after this, and I done sinned, and the person closest to God physically in my realm in this church telling me, oh yeah, you going to hell if you don't repent. You feel me? Now, why should I have to repent for something? Not being literal now, you feel me? I'm just thinking in the book, like, why would I have to repent for something that God already knew I was going to do, Jesus already knew I was going to do, and the Holy Spirit already knew I was going to do, and Jesus sacrificed himself for each and every one of our individual lives and sins, you feel me? For before and after, you feel me? So, at that point, it ain't like I'm doing this shit. Like, we got free will, but God already got this shit right. You feel me? That's another contradictory thing. Like, if I wanted to go to...
He already got this stuff wrote out, but at the same time, there is another part to it. It is an evil energy as well. And that's still, those are principalities of evil which walk around here on earth with us every day. And you feel me? So, yeah, so that's why. You feel me? Because everybody's not going to take the right route. And when you take the wrong route...
And that's, like, you keep saying that, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's not going to take the right route. That's exactly what the fuck Jesus died for, is it not, bro?
Yeah, so okay, if it's supposed to be that easy, we wouldn't even be here.
I'm not saying it's supposed to be that easy. I'm saying, why is it worded like this when previously... It was worded exactly like this. But now when you get deeper down there, you have to do all these things. You feel me? But you just told me this. You feel me? That's just like saying, boom, if goddamn Fat Daddy had a football game today, we want them to win. We'll take them out to eat. They fucking win and we tell him, well, shit, I need you to have 2 forced fumbles, a goddamn interception, 3 running touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, and goddamn, I need you to pancake me somebody out there too. We ain't told him none of that before the game. Now, we just told him we wanted him to win. You feel me?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I really can't just back down and be like, yeah, you right, because I'm saying, like, because we had a chance to come here and live our own lives, and if he already died for it and he already wrote it out, we didn't even have to be here. He didn't even have to bring nobody on the earth. He could have just left it at Jesus and the people before that. You feel me? Like, because we were given a chance at life. And after when you're a child, you think as a child, you let go of your childish ways. And once you become a man, you do man things. So he died and stuff for our sins so that we could be given a chance to choose the right way so we don't have to be murdered and slaughtered like that. You feel me? It's not gonna say he died for folks can shoot folks in the face or for folks can get mad and stuff like that. Like, Jesus didn't know that guns was gonna be made and stuff like that. This is just a damn outline of...
Yeah, that's why I ain't bring it into, like, this day and age. That's why I was putting myself back down in daytime.
He died so people can believe. So you can believe and so that you can do the right thing. You make sure you follow his words that he said, that his father said, that he left the gift to you. You make sure that you follow that. And he died so that we'll have another chance at life. When we fall short, we can still pray about it and ask for forgiveness instead of you did something wrong, you died this moment, and you go directly to hell. Yeah, I do, but at the same time, I didn't live then, so I can't say why it is. I don't question if that then this, because I'm not an unbeliever. All I know is this what I've been given, and it's for me to take what I can take out of it, out of my heart and mind, because I do understand where you're coming from, because they endured hard things along the way. That's why they didn't die on instant. They were given a chance, just like he was, to believe or not. And if you didn't believe, you went through the famine, you went through the locusts, and you went through the bad skin and leprosy and all that stuff like that. Yeah, but they were also healed, and it wasn't that bad on them. You feel me? They had the things that they needed. Then you got little children that's walking around begging. They been sent little demonic kids to folks' hood. You feel me? Just the death angel knocking, but because they believe so hard, it ain't coming in. But here on the other end, you didn't believe, you didn't make it through. You feel me? You didn't make it through COVID. You didn't make it through people who really actually did believe that it's a divine timing for everything and didn't get the shot, they still here. The people that got damn gullible and went and ran, I don't say who did and who didn't get their shot or whatever. Some of them went and got their shot, and that shit didn't set in well with their body. Because some on their first mind told them, don't fuck with it, and they fuck with it anyway. That's why them folks had different Elites and Israelites and the Canaanites and all that. Them folks used to have their own village, just like the Africans and stuff. Yeah, they is, but they had different ways. Yeah, they all split. They is, but at the same time, Peter, Paul, all them folks walked through, and some of them people talked to them people, and some of them folks believed, and some of them folks went with them. Some of them folks was them, that right there, and then they went with them. But either way, yeah, they were different folks. It could be just the way you decipher shit. Like, sometimes we make shit hard on ourselves from the way we look at it. Like, yeah, okay, but
I don't let the way I look at things dictate.
I ain't talking about you.
No, I'm just speaking. Like, nobody should let the way they look at things dictate their actions are right or wrong.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the viewpoint of the Bible.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about too. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you were like, why? Like, why these people, like, you don't read the whole thing?
Mm-mm. But I don't read a lot of it, and them are just serious questions that I done had, and I done asked, and I've yet to find an answer for it. And I just wanted to see if somebody out here that has the answer to those questions, because it's just a question. It ain't like I'm saying, God damn it, go take all the Bibles and burn all the church down. I'm just saying, that's just my question.
No, I'm saying, like, it was something in between that probably that happened. Like, I hadn't read the whole thing either. That's why I really can't completely answer your question. But when I get to that part, I probably would be able to if I start from the beginning and then read all the way through and stuff like that. Because I'm pretty sure along the way, they had some people that drowned, some people that the water closed in on, because they ass didn't believe. You feel me? And they was saying that a bill was lying, and all the signs was in the air and all that, but they was oblivious, and they thought they was above what the fuck was going on. That's why they weren't named. You feel me? That's why that was just the 4,200 people that died in Dead Sea, or whatever. You feel me? Like, shit. But I know that every part that I have read, when Jesus, before Jesus was hung or whatever, when they ain't listen to what he said, they'll go back to home and start talking about their wives, and it'll be problem with their wives, their children, you feel me, Cain and Abel, all type of different shit, you feel me? As soon as they get to themselves, and Peter asked Paul, or John asked somebody else, or Matthew asked somebody, and they were broke out behind a bush going to go hunt meat or something, and they start questioning what he said, God said, they hard time come in. Cause they begin to be unbelievers again, and you got to be made out of believers.
Nah, that's exactly what I said. Nobody should let them think of some questions dictate their right and wrong. If this has been your basic right and wrong from the beginning to where you are now, that don't necessarily mean because you got questions.
No, I ain't saying because they had questions. I'm saying because they standing up, they're saying they with him, but then they want to know why this going on. If you said you were with him, you with him.
If they would have been asking him instead of asking each other, a lot of people probably wouldn't have had it.
Yeah, and they probably wouldn't have went through none of the shit they went through because they would have been a 100% loyal believer and a loyal follower. But when you go to doing other...
That's why I keep saying that shit. You saying this shit like, because they ask questions, they don't believe.
I ain't say they ain't ask questions because they ask each other, basically.
I'm talking about what you just said. You literally just said, goddamn, when they was in the bush and hung you or whatever, And they were asking each other about what he said that God said. They started going through hard times and they started becoming unbelievable. You feel me? I'm saying that is not nobody should like that shit shouldn't even.
I'm saying I'm not God, so I don't know why they did. I just was saying my point of view and how I deciphered. Just like when you tell somebody exactly how to do something and they don't just go right off and do it, they go contemplate. They miss a step or they alter a step. And that's why it be wrong in the end. If you would have just did what the hell was asked of you from the jump, you wouldn't have went through that. Even when we late on our bill, if you would have paid it on a date, you wouldn't be reprimanded for a late fee. You shouldn't have contemplated. When you had it, you should have paid it right then. Just like when people going down the road and they say, damn, I should have been slowed down. They hit a bit from the bike. You should have did with your first mind, what was asked of you. First, to obey the law of the land, which is go this man. Then, adhere to your mind. Your mind say, do this. And it's good for you. That's the Holy Spirit. But you don't. That's your flesh. And now you have the consequences and the repercussions of acting out of your flesh instead of your mind that you've been... that this man died for. Your sins and stuff that you had an option. You feel me? That's why you got an option when you turn a certain age to stay with a good background. You don't, it's gonna be hard to get a job. It's hard to get a job, then you fall with all the rest of them things that come with it. But if you would have done what was just only required, so. And that's why whom much is given, much is required. So even if you do end up like that, you just got to work harder. You feel me? When other people who just follow like how it go, it's not like that. So, shit, that's how I'm looking at it. I don't even know if Pete and Paul were somewhere hunting me. You feel me? I don't know if they really was in the bushes saying, oh, well... this Jesus dude saying we need to do this, but what you think about it? Now, I don't know that for sure, but, you know, that just means that I need to take some time and reread and see what happened and why is it that way. Because I really don't know, but that was my opinion. That I never said that this is the facts of the matter. This went on. I know that in this chapter, this went on. That's not how. That's something that you probably gonna have to add God. You know, I don't know. You gonna have to add God and then wait on the sign.
If I have to wait to ask God, I'm not
going to
come back to
tell that. No, because you don't have to die to talk to God. You just got to do what it takes to get clear, to get through, to get your line, hit line. You feel me? Like it's levels to that shit. Like. Yeah, so you ain't necessarily got to say if you want to know something from God, you got to wait. You ain't going to be able to come back down here and tell us, yes, you will. When you get to that point to where your mind clear enough to hear him for real, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to tell us what he said. It's a lot of times that I be telling y'all and elder people what God said to me, and it go on. Yeah, like, it really go on. Well, that's because I done took time. I done really tested out when these old songs come on. They be like, you know, I went in my closet, and I prayed and I cried. I used to try and see, like, what really going to go on. Like, you just have to ask him to speak to you or show you. Like, it's even small as just, it's small things. Like, sometimes I might be like, Well, I ain't even gonna share that. Like, it's just different shit. Like, it's just, it all depends on the person. It all depends on if you really listening. Because you didn't ask the question, and it probably came across you before. But you had probably something else going on your mind, or you just was watching TV or listening to something, or, you know, had let something else, you know, have you to where you really can't hear. Like, I ain't gonna say he gonna come out here and tap on your shoulder and say, son, like, this is what's going on, son. But sometimes you be saying stuff that be on point, and that shit don't be no coincidence.
I know.
So you just need to ask him.
I done did it. That's the whole thing.
He ain't gonna do it when you want him to. He gonna be in divine timing.
You feel me? You know, that's why I'm saying, like, I know it won't come when I want it to. I know all that. You feel me? I know the type of question that I'm asking. I know I'm a dumb man. I'm just going to be right there with it when I ask him to do it like that. You feel me? So he can tell me straight up and then know, like, hey, that's it. Or not. So, you feel me?
Yeah, maybe so.
Because just the answer that right there will change a lot of shit about a lot of people. You feel me? It'll change a lot of shit about a lot of people in a lot of different little compartments and shit. Y'all just have to go ahead and end up and get right and spot where I am. You feel me? Like, okay, like, everybody doing what they feel. You feel me? I need to know what it is. Please tell me what it is. Why these folks ain't doing it like how Jesus is doing it? These folks ain't doing it how you have the people doing it, bro. You feel me? I don't know if you're saying this or if you just let me do this cause it's gonna be from that. You feel me? From that shit that go on again before Jesus come back and all that shit like that. You feel me? I feel like if you don't went through enough to be able to preach the Bible, bro, I know you're seeing some of the real shit. You did in school or whatever kind of training. If you don't twin. You feel me? The vibe of that goddamn got way more books than the ones we got in there. You feel me? I know you done seen it. So, which one of y'all gonna tell the truth? Or do y'all feel like that's a lie? Because this the one y'all grew up on. You feel me? So who would have said in 30 more years we won't have to be like Chuck Daddy? We want to do it. And make it to what he see it to. And the world actually eat on to that. And that's the vibe that's like the highest version. And it really